Canadian broadcaster blasts religious people. Wants NHL to fine Flyers $1 million for allowing player to opt out of Gay Pride Night. By Warner Todd Houston on January 19, 2023. Canadian broadcaster Sid Sayero mercilessly attacked Christians and insisted that the NHL punish the Philadelphia Flyers for allowing player Ivan Provorov to refuse to participate in the team's Gay Pride Night on Tuesday. Sayero was infuriated when Provorov refused to don a gay pride jersey and sat out the team's warm-ups ahead of Tuesday's game, citing his Russian Orthodox beliefs as his reason. After the game, the 26-year-old Provorov told reporters that he respects everyone, but his religion prevents his participation in gay pride demonstrations. "I respect everybody. I respect everybody's choices," he said, adding, "My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion." Also, after the game, Flyers coach John Tortorella said he supported Provorov's personal decision. "With Provy, he's being true to himself and his religion," Tortorella said. "This has to do with his belief and his religion. It's one thing I respect about Provy is he is always true to himself." But all this drove Sayero, host of Canada's Breakfast Television, to distraction. Sayero blasted people of faith and insisted that the NHL take serious action and impose heavy fines on the Flyers for violating the rights of the LGBTQ community. Sayero started his rant by reminding his audience that several members of the Tampa Bay Rays also refused to participate in their team's gay pride propaganda. Sayero lamented that Major League Baseball didn't do much. "It was a story for a little bit." He then found himself unable to understand how Flyers coach Tortorella could side with Provorov. "John Tortorella, many years ago, when racial injustice, and it still is to this day, when Colin Kaepernick first started kneeling during national anthems, said anyone who does that on my team is going to sit. And he has a son who is an Army Ranger. So it's not like Tortorella in the past hasn't spoken on sensitive issues," the TV broadcaster explained. Then he blasted the National Hockey League for allowing Provorov to sit out by reminding the league that its recent slogan is "Hockey is for everyone." "The theme from the National Hockey League is hockey is for everyone, okay," Sayero seethed. "The theme is not, hockey is for everyone, unless you don't believe in gay rights, then do whatever you want. If the National Hockey League's gonna do this, if any league's gonna do this, do it properly, or reevaluate what you're doing, because there's not a lot of repercussions that I'm seeing from any league." Sayero then suggested that the NHL should take a stand against Provorov. "I think you fine the Flyers $1 million for this. I'm not kidding. Figure this out and stop offending people on nights where it's not about that. It's supposed to be about inclusivity. The National Hockey League need to attack this and figure this out. Because what I heard last night was offensive and didn't make any sense," Sayero said. "I just think the NHL has to do something here," the TV host blathered. "This is not good enough. Hockey is for everyone. Unless you don't agree with gay rights is not the phrasing of this. You're either in this, or you're not." Sayero wrapped up his rant by attacking Christians. And one last point, Sayero said as he took aim at religious people. "Nothing scares me more than any human being who says I'm not doing this because of my religious beliefs. Because when you've looked at people's lives who say that publicly, you'd throw up at what you saw. You would throw up at what you saw. And I've seen that a million times in a lot of different ways. So don't give me that, with respect, don't give me that, 'cause no one's perfect. Don't feed me the religious beliefs line, and all of a sudden the NHL's gonna back off this." He concluded by pounding his desk and demanding that the HNL take action, saying, "The National Hockey League today needs to fine the organization $1 million and reevaluate how they support gay rights, 'cause that is insulting." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.